Hello, everybody. Hey. It's me, Big Daddy Brian, and my best friend since seventh grade, Sebastian. And we're here. He's queer.
Oh.
Can I say that? Yeah, I can say that, right? Yeah, I'm sorry, it rhymed. I'm sorry, it rhymed. So I had to say
it. That was funny.
I had to say it because it rhymed.
No, way you got so terrified.
I was like.
No, it was good. It just caught me off guard. Oh. It caught me off guard.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
But it just rhymed.
He's here. He's queer. Here.
He said that before, so I could say it.
No, I'm just kidding. You can say queer.
Okay. I thought it was something bad.
No.
Doesn't have a bad stigma?
No, not my book.
Okay. Sebastian gave me the cue.
No, but I feel like queer is part of the English language.
Oh, okay.
I think the F word is.
All right, well, you guys can rewatch this part of the video and see my face look exactly like Jimmy Fallon.
That was kind of, literally. A drag queen.
A drag queen. That was pretty wild. I remember seeing that and I was like,
oh. He was terrified.
Low key, I don't like Jimmy Fallon, but yeah.
Well, why?
I don't know.
He used to be so handsome.
I feel like he tries too hard sometimes.
You think so?
Yeah. I don't think he's naturally funny. I feel like he has to, like, have a gimmick to him.
I can see that.
You see what I mean?
I can see that.
I'm just like, he laughs to make you think he's saying something funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, you're not funny.
And it's just weird.
Yeah.
He used to be super handsome.
Yeah, he was handsome.
Mm-hmm. I think.
Even Elaine said that.
Yeah? Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
What is that?
That was my dad. He's putting in the backyard.
Even Ellen DeGeneres, that kind of sucked.
Nah.
I kind of suck with her.
Nah. Mom. Fuck that bitch, Ellen. I don't like her. She was a bitch. I just saw a video about this too.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
So there's this guy named Drew Goodman on YouTube, mm-hmm. I think. And I watch this video because sometimes I get bored at work and I'm just like, oh, I watch this random video. Boop. And he talks about all these like cringy moments that she's had on her talk show that was kind of like, what? Like, she kind of coerced Mariah Carey to announce that she was
pregnant
by giving her champagne or something like that, mm-hmm. right?
And I don't play when it comes to
smoking. Yeah, and I was like, what? So that was kind of shocked when you said mm-hmm. or not, like, something about Ellen. So I was like, huh? I thought you would hate her because of Mariah Carey. And all
no,
that.
No, yeah. I'm whatever. Like, she did a lot of things that were not.
No, okay. I guess she did a lot for the LGBTQ. LGBTQT.
LGBTQ.
LGBTQI.
A
plus. Community.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. I think I messed up the Q and the T all the time.
Yeah, I don't know. It's LGBTQI+.
You're right. You're right.
The comments are going
to
eat us alive. Anyway, sorry, y'all. Sorry to the queers.
Sorry. So you love Ellen?
I don't like Ellen.
Do you like what she did for the community?
I do, because I feel like she
did the air quotes? I was like, you like what she did for the community?
The community. I feel like the way she came out was very empowering at her, like, in her time.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Because I guess she was the first lesbian kiss
something
on
like
TV.
That. I don't remember.
I didn't even know she had her own TV show, to be honest.
I know, me neither. She was in a sitcom.
Yeah, she was like a whole thing. I was like, you know, sometimes like I hear about these like old TV shows that used to be, and I'm like, oh, that's why that guy's so famous.
Right.
Like Jamie Foxx? I didn't know he had his own TV
Who's
show.
Who's Jamie Foxx?
Jamie Foxx? You know who Jamie Foxx is? The guy from Django?
Who?
Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
Anyway. Damn. Why am I
okay.
the sassy
never
one?
Mind.
Y'all saw that?
I gotta switch it up. Yeah. I'm the sassy one now.
I'm never sassy. Anyway.
Yeah,
speaking of old shows, how do you feel about Chandler being dying?
Oh, that was pretty crazy.
I was really
but
sad.
Low-key, he was kind of like an ass before he died, so.
Was he?
Yeah, because he was saying something about how Keanu Reeves shouldn't be as popular as he is, like, da da da.
Keanu Reeves? Well, he was clearly right, because I don't know who that is.
The guy from The Matrix.
Okay.
You don't know who Keanu Reeves?
I don't know.
John Wick?
John Wick? Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's Keanu Reeves.
Oh, okay.
So, how do you feel about Chandler being
I love Friends. So I was very upset.
Sebastian hates when I disagree with him. That's why he paused for a moment.
No,
I'm just kidding. But yeah, you love
you
Friends.
You love making me look bad. But anyway, I like Friends.
I do like Friends.
Yeah, it's good.
I like it, but I don't think I could go back to watching it.
Okay, Friends or The Office?
The Office. Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah, I agree.
I just feel like The Office had like so many good episodes that I could rewatch.
And
the
they're so quotable.
Yeah, and Friends is kind of like, I could watch it, but like it's only once in a blue moon. The Office, I could be like, put on the fire scene.
Yeah.
And everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, for sure.
I could just rewatch that for days. Mm-hmm. When Angela threw the cat up in the ceiling and it just
Or when the chubby guy or the fat guy.
Yeah, has a heart attack.
I don't want to tell people.
Stanley?
No, not Stanley. The other one.
Kevin?
Kevin. When he drops the chili.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty crazy.
That's hilarious. The Pam and Jim story was funny. Mm. It's so good. I love Jim.
Yeah. The Office, top tier. But there's one thing I want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that messaged us on Instagram.
Oh.
I don't really want to expose his name or anything.
We're right, for sure.
Yeah. But tell everybody what happened.
Yeah, I want to give him a shout out. Mm-hmm. Thank you for reminding me. Because I actually did have that in mind.
Well, I don't know. Should we say his name?
No, there's
no. No, okay.
Because I don't know.
But if you do want us to say your name, just message us on Instagram and we'll say it next time.
I'll probably post a clip so you can see it.
Yeah.
But it was my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we should talk about my birthday. But it was my birthday.
He's 24.
Now, why did we
say that? Oh, that's bad. Broken knees.
For real, though, honestly. It was my birthday a couple days ago, and I got a DM from...
Not because he's old, because he likes being on his knees. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
He's a little bitch. He messaged me, that for the third time, he messaged me on Instagram.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, I'm a fan, and I don't know if he... Did he say I'm a fan?
Yeah, he said.
I don't wanna say. Oh,
yeah, he said he was like watching our episodes from the beginning.
From the beginning too, he was like on episode 20 something, and he was like, "I know it's your birthday, so what's your email so I can like send you a gift card?" And I thought that was, I'm not joking.
Really,
like, I got choked up because I was like, "Oh, that's really sweet of him." Like, he didn't have to do that, and he did, and it was really sweet.
I really love moments like that because it kind of gives us like more motivation to like keep posting. Mm-hmm. And I know, guys, we don't post that much anymore, but we still post once a month.
Because it gets hard. Yeah. It gets hard having to, like, even today, I was like, Brian, I was like, I really don't want to record.
I was,
like,
I was always down, though.
Whatever. I mean, I'm in PJs right now. Y'all can't see, but I'm literally in pajamas, Crocs.
Mm-hmm. But it's a nice fit, though.
Thank you. I know, right? It's like a... Yeah. Okay, thank you. Yeah. But thank you so much. That, that just made my birthday, like, so enjoyable. Like, it was... Not even, like, the fact that he gave me a gift card, but it was the fact that he took the time to, like, message me and be like, hey, like, you guys are awesome.
I always like moments like that because it just kind of shows, like, we are doing what we expected to do, like, in the beginning. Mm-hmm. We're like, oh, like, we want to show love to the gay community. Mm-hmm. We want to get people kind of, like, listening to us and, like, feel like they're involved. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, that's what we're doing. And that's cool.
Damn, I'm sweating like a motherfucker. I'm like,
it's hot in here.
It is very hot. But yeah, thank you so much. So I'll probably clip this and then like post it.
Mm-hmm.
And then be like, hey, we give you a little shout out. Hopefully you don't mind.
Mm-hmm. What's something else we were going to talk about?
I don't know. About my birthday.
Oh yeah, your birthday. What happened on your birthday?
It was good. Mm-hmm. Oh, so my
birthday. Very good.
My birthday is really good. Brian hasn't given me my gift because he's going to give it to me on Friday.
Yeah, I was going to give him a gift, but never mind. I'm taking him out to a birthday dinner.
Which I'm very excited about to go to this place.
I wonder if it's going to be open, though.
No, I'm sure it is.
You think so? Because a lot of people are like, oh, I got Friday off.
And it's not going to be packed. No, we'll check. We'll see.
Yeah, I'll call.
That day, I'll call. Yeah. But he's going to take me to my literally, probably my favorite restaurant.
It's pretty good.
It's so bomb. Yeah, but we drop so much money every single time we go.
I think last time we spent like $110.
We $110.
Yeah.
And that's not including the drinks.
You know...
But Brian said he's going to pay, so
yeah,
I'm going
to
take his word for
it. It's his birthday dinner, so I have to. But what's crazy is, like, we went to Red Lobster, right? And Red Lobster is a whack. I don't like Red Lobster. You do?
Pop quiz. Who used to... There's a really famous... I don't want to say what genre, because you're going to know who.
Mm-hmm.
But she used to work at Red Lobster. Who is it?
That's kind of hard, because, like...
Okay, she's a rapper.
Nicki Minaj?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's a good one. I got it.
For all my Nicki fans that came for us last time.
They really did come for us.
We should do a year anniversary about that. I think it's been a year.
I think it has. That was crazy.
That was wild.
For anybody that's new, a long time ago, I posted a TikTok about Nicki Minaj and how, like, we don't really like her that much.
We?
I thought you didn't like her.
No, I never said that.
Oh.
You better watch it.
Sebastian said he dislikes some things that she does.
Hey, thank you. I'm not... Yes, I am a fan, but I'm not like... She's my goddess.
You don't worship her.
Exactly.
Like a lot of people Nas X did.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of few things that, you know, she has done.
Pretty questionable.
But, you know...
Cardi B's better.
I'm honestly terrified.
No one's gonna care. It's not that serious.
Brian... Last time I told you it was not that, it was serious, and you're like, I don't care. And look what happened. We were dragged to the moon.
Sebastian, I'll never forget the first comment on the video. They were like, oh, you're not going to get doxxed. Like, what are you guys talking about?
You're not going
to
get what?
Doxxed. Like, they try to figure out where you live and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, Maybe. Who knows? And then he, like, came back and saw the comments. Because we got, like...
We got a bunch.
We got, like, almost 100 comments and, like, barely any likes on the video. But we got hella views. And everybody was like, oh, they're just doing this for the views.
I no, they were mad. They were dragging us. And I was like, oh, my God.
And they were going to, like, our past videos. And they were like, oh, this is why you're doing it. You only got, like, 200 views on this video. Yeah. I was like, dang, man. Oh, my God.
No, they were going ham on us. And I remember I was trolling so bad. Because it was just funny to me. Because I didn't take it serious. But obviously, I know, you know. I mean... I feel like how the Barbs are with Nicki, I'm with Mariah Carey and Miley Cyrus.
Yeah,
for sure. But, you know.
Fuck them. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
The way I said it. No, it's scary. I don't know what's more scary, Elaine or the fandom.
Elaine is pretty scary.
Yeah, she is.
What do you say is your favorite movie that's come out recently?
Oh, my favorite. Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Well, there's a lot of movies I want to watch.
Yeah.
I haven't watched Saw X. I haven't watched
the Saw movies?
Yes.
I feel like they're whack.
No, they're not.
I haven't watched any.
Haven't seen...
We did watch some with our friend Diana back in the day. Mm-hmm. And I remember we watched them, but I didn't really pay attention. I think we're all just messing around with each other.
No. Oh, that sounds weird.
Yeah. We did. No, I'm just kidding.
But yeah, I wonder what happened to her. I don't know, man. No. Anyway.
But yeah, Saw X. Saw X. But it's been a while that it came out.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's a lot of movies I haven't watched.
I'm kind of shocked you didn't watch it during Halloween.
I wanted to so bad, but I was just so... this semester's just been freaking horrible. Yeah, it's been a wreck. Like, you lucky I'm here.
Y'all lucky. So, you have a whole week off of school.
Yeah, and you know what I've been doing this whole entire freaking time? Reading my freaking book. Because this lady assigns...
Tell them about the book assignment.
Oh, stop it. I'm sad.
You gotta tell them. It's so crazy what happened to you.
So, my professor assigned a whole book. Like, not even, like, a chapter. Like, it was a whole 300-page book. And it's not a lot. I can read that pretty fast. Yeah. But it was not that interesting.
Wait, you could read a whole 300-page chapter?
Book?
Book? Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, what about it?
That's a lot.
I'm not joking. I've read, like, 760 books.
Wait, so how long can you finish that? In a week?
I don't know.
You're crazy, because, like, every time I get recommended a book to read for a class... I just listen to the audiobook.
No, the audio is not the same as you reading it.
I know, but the audiobook is so much better. Because, like, I can, like, do stuff while listening to it.
I can't.
I can't sit down and read a book for that long. So I get the audiobook through Audible, and I always get a free trial by making another account.
Okay, we have, like, 50 different accounts. So she assigned, not like a chapter, she assigned a book. And we had a 75-question quiz on it.
Yeah.
And I read the whole book. But it was the wrong book.
That's tough.
It was very... And then I was like... I needed like 30 pages left. And I was like, I'm going to look at the assignment. I was like, maybe I can... Maybe the quiz won't be too bad with what I already read. I opened it up and it literally was a whole different title. And my heart just sank.
It's okay. It's happened before to me.
I was mad. I cried to my mom.
This semester, I've been online class. And usually he posts a quiz and he posts like an exam at the same time. So this time I was like, oh, I'm going to take the quiz because he lets us do it two times. So I took the quiz again, but I pressed the wrong one. And I took the written exam part that I hadn't studied for at all. And so like I was there for like 30 minutes reading these written exam questions. And Sebastian, I tell you, I was pissed.
Yeah.
I was pissed.
It's horrible. If you're in school, you know.
And like I was so frustrated. I was like smashing the table. And I had, like, a mirror in front of me, and I was, like, in my head, I was, like, I want to smash this window.
Oh, yeah, that's how I felt. Like, my mom was, like, what's going on? I'm, like, lady, I'm full-time school, full-time work, and I'm freaking tired. I'm, like, what do you mean? Of course my mind feels, like, slush right now.
Well, you just have so much pent-up, like...
Stress and just everything just builds up.
Because, like, when you work so hard to do something, and, like, it just doesn't go your way, the one time...
It hurts.
It just hurts, and you're just ready to break everything. And I was, like, God. Damn,
I still gotta go. And then actually, you know what? It was a quiz and an assignment. So she assigned that quiz. I did the quiz pretty. It was all right. But then the project was the one that I had to email her because she gave me, I think it was like 12 out of 50 points or like 20 out of 50 points, and it dropped my grade. So then I emailed her and I was like, hey, I was like, I know my work is not the best, but I don't think like.
Yeah, he sent me a whole message.
Yeah, I sent it to you.
Detail. Like he went ham on it and like. You have to make sure when you're messaging these professors that you're not an ass. Because sometimes they read that stuff and they're just like, all right, I don't care. I'm going to just tell you that you got what you got.
Yeah, yeah. No, for sure. And that's why I was very scared. But the way I worded it was like, section by section by section. I was like, this section, you gave me this, but I think I deserve this because of this. Then you gave me this, but it doesn't make sense because I did this.
And every time he'd write, but if you think I got, if you think I deserve it, can you just tell me how I can
improve? Like, why? Because she didn't give me feedback. Yeah. She just gave me the point. So then in that email, I said, if you think this is the grade I got, I was like, I would like to know why.
Yeah.
I was like, but I think I don't deserve that grade. I don't deserve that stuff. And then, yeah, she changed it.
Do you think if she gave you feedback originally, you would not emailed her? Or you think you would have?
If she gave me full-on feedback as to why I got those points, I would have been like, all right, I deserve it. So. But she just said, not enough. And I was like, not enough what? Info, pictures, design, what? So then when I asked for why and what, she gave me a 45 out of 50.
Because the semester's almost over. Two more weeks.
Oh, I know. That's thank it. God. But I have like 5 essays to do.
You don't have a final exam though, right?
No.
Oh, then you don't have to worry.
No. All of my, since I'm an English major, all of our final exams are like an essay reflecting on that semester. Yeah. And it's super easy.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Man. I'm going to end with all A's and B's.
That was good.
Right? Thank you.
Because every time yours. I talk to you, you're always like a C.
I know.
You're always like,
I'm always average.
So. Yeah.
What about you? What about you?
It's
your last semester before your bachelor's.
I get my bachelor's.
Are you going to get your master's?
I don't think so. Why I feel not? Like it's kind of a waste of time.
I'm going to get my master's.
I feel like some people recommend it, though. And it's kind of like.
I think you should.
I don't feel like you should if you don't want to. You know what I mean?
But it's more pay.
It is more pay, but I feel like I'll do it when I want to, you know? I don't want to just do it just to do it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I really want to get it because in school,
yeah,
the your bachelor's is the new associate.
So like, people that usually get their bachelor's and like they don't have like they don't want to go into teaching. A lot of times people are just like, oh well, if you don't know what you want, if you don't know what you want to do with your career, go get your master's.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like that's kind of like messed up to do. I feel like you should be allowed like a little bit of time to figure yourself out. And if you figure it, like if you find out you want to do your master's, go ahead do your master's.
But if you don't, then don't,
because I feel like it's just a waste of money. And especially, like, after those 4 years of your bachelor's, you can't have FAFSA no more. I feel like you need to kind of, like, figure yourself out first.
Now, I have a question on that. So, I know it's 4 years of FAFSA.
Uh-huh.
I've only been using FAFSA this semester. Uh-huh. Will I be able to use it for my master's or
so,
no?
So, Sebastian, I've been using FAFSA for, like, 5 years. So, I think it should be fine.
Okay, cool. I want my master's. Mm-hmm. But it's just so, like, right now, I still have a year and a half, and I'm like, God damn.
It is tough. It's
a year and a half? That's three more.
It feels so far away, right?
I need 3 more semesters.
It feels so far away, but low-key.
They go by fast.
I'm over here like, damn, I went by quick.
Yeah.
Even though, like, I remember, like, 2 years ago, I was like, oh, my God, it feels so long that I'm going to get through.
But it's because it's hard because I'm taking 5 classes, and it genuinely feels like 3 semesters put in one. And it's just so... And I took a half speed course. Shit's kicking my ass. It's kicking my... Can I say ass? I can
declare for it. You can say, yeah. I mean, we've been saying bitch, fuck, da-da-da-da.
Wait, I never told you about my list for movies.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Sorry, my bad.
It's okay. Damn, who's interrupting who now?
Not me.
I haven't watched Exorcist, Saw X.
Oh, I heard the new Exorcist sucks.
I did hear it, but I still want to watch it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know Eugenio Derbez.
Say it again?
Eugenio Derbez.
No, I don't
know. He's from the Familia Peluche.
Oh, yeah.
He has a new movie called Radical. He's a school teacher, and, like, the kids, like, I guess it's really sad, and I really want to watch it. The new Hunger Games movie. I
heard that one's kind of all right.
Mid. But out of all the new movies that I've watched, because I haven't seen a lot of new movies, it has been The Little Mermaid still.
Yeah. I feel like there's been a lot of mid-movies this year.
A lot. And how about the superheroes? Ms. Marvel?
Yeah. It looks mid. I didn't want to watch it.
That's because you're anti-feminism.
Hell yeah, brother. No, just kidding. I'm not. But
yeah, you are.
I feel like people do attack that movie just because it's female led.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But to me, I just don't think it's that interesting. I haven't been that interested in Marvel movies lately.
In a while,
I told
you
this, right? Mm-hmm. I just feel like a lot of them are just kind of like whatever.
Cheesy now.
Cause so I think Ant-Man came out this year.
Oh yeah, I heard that was whack.
Thor 4 came out.
I heard that one was whack.
I heard Guardians of the Galaxy came out this year, right? The new one.
Oh, the new one.
The new one came out.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Marvel. There's probably one more that I'm forgetting. Oh, well, the Loki TV show came out, yeah. But either way...
Oh, the Hulk? She-Hulk?
She-Hulk came out,
that
you're right.
That was horrible.
So, oh, all those I have only seen clips of because of TikTok. Same. I was forced to watch it with those TikToks. But other than that, I don't want to watch them. It feels all boring now.
Yeah.
The only ones I watch is Spider-Man. That's it. Sebastian's least favorite Marvel movie.
It's not my least. But I definitely think it's overhyped.
Yeah.
I think my favorite Marvel movie is number one, Eternals.
I think it said Iron Man. No way, Eternals.
I love Eternals.
Oh my god.
But no, there's a reason why, and you know.
Because of the sex scene?
No. I mean, that was a little. I'm kidding. Because of all. Oh, I almost said the name.
What? Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, I literally was. Oh, that was really close. Oh. Because of that. Yeah. Number two is definitely Endgame.
Endgame?
Endgame?
Oh, okay. I remember.
Which was the one after Endgame?
It was part one, part two.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What was the second one called?
I think it was Age of Ultron.
No.
Yeah, because
no, it wasn't. It was, well, it's the when all of them fight Thanos.
Yeah, it's part one.
That's what that one's.
Endgame part one.
There's two names to it.
Are you sure?
It's Endgame and I was gonna get my phone.
Okay, Rambo. Look
okay,
it up.
You put me on the spot. I'm a little nervous. Now.
Stop.
No,
it I'm
is,
nervous.
No, it is the event. No, it's not called. Yeah, it is Avengers.
Oh, Endgame. You're right. It's Infinity War. My bad.
Infinity War is the one that like. You're right. Wait, which one? Infinity War is the first one.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay, so then I were clearly it's not that much of my favorite. I love Eternals.
Yeah.
And then Infinity Game. Infinity Game.
You're crazy. Infinity War. I can't believe you like Eternals that much.
I love Eternals.
I feel like it's one of those like movies that like people no, put like.
You're on bandwagon hate.
Bottom five.
Because they're bandwagon.
It was bad.
What was bad about it?
It was so slow. I didn't care about any of the characters.
Their powers aren't gonna whack.
Yeah, and the only reason you also like this because Angelina Jolie's in there.
Oh, she's such a queen.
And Salma Hayek, but oh, she's such a deserves queen. The hype though.
Yeah.
No, Angelina Jolie too.
Angelina Jolie también. She's.
I think awesome. They kind of raised.
Oop, not the Spanish. Movie. Me, I just switched to Spanish really quick. Sorry. I know you can't relate. I know you can't.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I don't understand Spanish.
Yeah, he doesn't. Drag him in the comments. Drag him.
Whatever. What other movies? That was it, huh?
That's it. I just liked The Little Mermaid this year. This year, so far, The Little Mermaid has been my number one movie.
I haven't watched any movies at the movie theater this year. I just think they're all whack right now. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
There hasn't been anything like kind of like eye-catching that makes me want to go watch it.
You know what we should go watch? Thanksgiving.
The heck is that?
Have you seen the trailer?
No, what's that?
I heard it's really good. It's a horror movie. It's a slasher movie.
What, the turkey that kills people?
No, it's just called Thanksgiving.
Oh.
But it's a guy in a pilgrim suit. And he's just killing people.
Sounds cheesy. I don't really care about scary movies.
Anyway.
I'm sorry.
Then this was fast.
I know, it was already 22 minutes.
That was quick.
What else are we going to talk about?
About how I lost weight. No, just kidding. I want to lose weight so bad.
What's keeping you from doing that?
Depression, man.
And food's really good.
No, depression, food, school. Like, I don't have to. Like, when I lost weight when I was in Canes, like, I had the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I went to school in the morning.
I don't know how you had time, though. You're busy.
Well, because I know. I'm sorry.
No,
I don't know. I don't know. Well, I don't know why now as a 24-year-old man with chronic pain.
Isn't it just because your body is like.
It's different now. Yeah, it's just so much harder to lose weight now. And I'm very upset about it because I don't have a problem gaining it.
Mm.
But when it comes to losing it, like, I have it's to tough. Do the fucking most.
It's crazy because, like, the last 4 months I've lost, like, 10 pounds.
Mm.
But I feel like I should be losing more weight.
At least you're losing weight. Monse? Dude, she got her surgery and she's lost so much fucking weight.
How much did she lose?
I don't know, but you can tell. Like, she looks, she's always looked beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying you ain't beautiful, you fat. But I'm not saying she was fat.
Yeah, I know. I was like,
no,
I was
she,
like, why'd you wear like
she
that?
Gay. She gay. I'm so
cut
scared.
It, cut it.
I'm scared of these motherfuckers. Anyway, me and her gained a lot of weight.
Mm.
And she had a surgery done and she, like, within like a month, and I'm like, I want what she's getting.
Like, hell yeah, buddy.
I don't know. I kind of want.
I feel like if you had in person classes, it would be easier for you to lose weight.
Why? Because
you have to walk more around, you know.
Right. I have in person next semester.
Yeah. And plus, like being in the house, you're more closer to snacks. You're more closer to everything, and like you're gonna take basically like a road trip to go to school.
Right. Right.
And then you're like, it's like basically like an hour to go back.
I need new tires though.
It's a lot.
My tires are so
all
messed
four?
Up.
Or
all
you just
four?
Gonna
all
change
four.
One or
no,
two?
I need all four. Like, they're like,
jeez.
When you go out there, I'm going to show you how bad they are.
You're adulting.
Oh, fuck. I don't like it.
Let's talk about what we did for Halloween. We didn't talk about what we did for Halloween.
What did we do? What did
you do for Halloween?
Oh, I gave out candy.
You just gave out candy?
Yeah, I was a little disappointed this year.
Sebastian, it's not the same.
It's not.
It feels like people just don't trick or treat anymore.
They just don't trick or treat like they used to. Mm-mm. And I'm very sad about it.
And I feel like we should understand, like, not people are going to trick or treat here.
Right.
But I went to, like, a nice neighborhood all the way up there, like, mm-hmm. on, I don't know, 35th and Bell. It's a nice area. So I went in there and, like, there were some nice houses. They were decorated. Yeah. Some even had, like, a haunted mansion. Mm-hmm. Haunted mansion. Haunted house. And there just wasn't a lot of trick-or-treaters.
Or was
I was like, wow.
I mean, even here, my mom and I went out there at 6:37. Mm-hmm. We didn't get our first visit until, like, 8:30.
Jeez.
It was 8:30, mm-hmm. and we were barely getting people. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, like, towards the end, like, people, like, a lot of people came. Mm-hmm. But back then, it was, like, hordes of people.
I know, there like, was, like, hordes. Some people out.
And now, I feel like our generation, when we trick-or-treated, it was a lot of us. Mm-hmm. And I feel like our generation now gives candy. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the new generation just does. Like, yeah. Even my kids, for 8th graders, I was like, hey, you guys, like, if you guys go trick-or-treating, be careful. They were kind of like, who goes trick-or-treating nowadays?
Really? They said that?
I'm like, no, that makes me really sad.
That's pretty depressing.
Speaking of my 8th graders, I miss them.
Oh, they switched you again?
Well, yeah, they got the new, right. teacher. They, every time they look at see me, they're like, please come back. Like,
oh, I loved Halloween. It was Adonis's first Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
He was dressed as Buzz Lightyear.
Which I never got to see.
We were supposed to go to Sebastian's house. Mm-hmm. But, guys, when I tell you there's a lot of traffic, there's a lot of traffic. I underestimated how much traffic there was. Mm-hmm. I thought it was just going to be, like, you know, normal. Mm-hmm. But nope, it was a lot of traffic. And, like,
he looked so cute, though.
Yeah, as soon as we started, like, trick-or-treating, it was already, like, 7.
Okay. Yeah, did you guys get a lot of candy?
Yeah, we got a good amount. I got a whole pillowcase.
Oh, wow.
Elaine was hating on me. What? She was like, oh, Brian, you need to get him a pumpkin. Trick-or-treating pumpkin or whatever.
Oh, like a basket?
Yeah. Get him a basket. And mm-hmm. I was like, hell no, nah, because it's going to get filled up. I want a pillowcase. And guess who was right?
You.
Yes, nice. I was right.
Did you guys get, like, fun-size candy or?
We got a king-size bar.
Oh, wow.
Someone even gave us money.
Oh, wow. Damn, where are you? I need to go next.
I told you.
Did you get candy? We should all get candy next year. Like, we should dress up so they can't see our face and they don't look like we don't look old. And we can get candy.
I don't think they care as long as you.
I think we should get candy next year. I've been giving out candy for the past like 6 years.
6 years?
Yes.
Damn. I thought you would go trick or treating with the
sister's kids. For sure. No, I think I'm gonna do that next year.
Yeah.
I really want to.
Well, you can come with us.
But Don has looked so cute.
Yeah.
He looks so adorable.
Isn't it crazy he's 9 months now? Time went by like this.
9 months, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for Christmas. I mean, I showed you what I'm going to put his gift in. Mm-hmm. It's so cute. It says, my first Christmas.
Ah, mm-hmm. I love Christmas.
I do too.
I don't care about Thanksgiving. I do love the food.
I don't like the meaning behind Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. but I love the food. The food turkey is so bomb.
Do you like traditional Thanksgiving stuff?
Oh, yeah. I love turkey. I love ham, mac and cheese, stuffing, mm-hmm. cranberry with gravy. Mm-hmm.
I don't like traditional stuff. I want pozole. I want shrimp. I want mac and cheese. Even though I don't like mac and cheese, I just think it's good mm-hmm. to have there.
I like that during Christmas.
Yeah.
Like our tamales, pozole, menudo, and champurrado. We make that for Christmas.
What is champurrado?
Champurrado?
Champurrado. Yeah. What is it?
Sorry. It's champurrado is like it's like a thick
hot chocolate.
It's like a thick drink, but they cook. What is it called? Maíz. What is maíz called? Harina, flour. They cook flour mm-hmm. and then they added like the milk. Mm. And then they add the chocolate.
Okay.
And it's cinnamon and it's thick. Okay. I don't like champurrado.
You like it?
I don't like
it. You don't like it?
Do you like it?
I don't like it.
Me neither.
Because Elena was asking me what it is and mm-hmm. I was like, isn't it just hot chocolate? Like no, something it's not else? Hot chocolate. Okay. I thought it was just hot chocolate. Mm-mm. But like they do something different, you know mm-hmm. what I mean?
I don't like champurrado, but I do like calientitos. Do you know what that is?
No,
it's that drink, it's like a tea and it has the cane sugar.
Oh yeah, no,
and then you have to bite the sugar. Like you're that. So anti-Mexican, it hell frustrates yeah, me. Not him saying champurrado, not knowing Spanish, and not liking
calientitos. I know Spanish, broken Spanish.
You're tired, huh?
I'm a little tired.
Yeah. Y'all, look at that face, y'all.
Look at that face.
I know, I'm going to
zoom into my face.
I'm going to go after this.
We did 29
minutes. That was pretty good. I think we could end it.
Guess what, guys? We're going to record again on Friday so you guys could get uh-huh. two podcasts back to back.
And that was going to be a thing. Oh, we just talked about Thanksgiving.
But we're going to more to do with it.
Okay, it's going to be a Thanksgiving special.
Because Thursday is Thanksgiving, so the day after. We could talk about what we did for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
So, and what time are we going to go to bow? Like, in the, you guys like going early, huh?
Yeah. I think
like noon?
Like 12, yeah. 12:30.
Yeah, you guys like noon. Okay.
Yeah, and then plus you have to call them just to make sure like they're open.
And it's far, too.
Yeah, so that's why we're going to record because might as well. Like, we're driving over.
Yeah, and I love the drive back. We're all just so full.
Yeah, so.
Man, no, let's talk about bow when we get, like, in that episode. Like, what we get.
You know what we should do? Ooh. This is the game plan. Let's record on our way over there, mm-hmm. and then we can record when we come back.
Nah, I'm not doing that. Because coming back, I need to breathe, y'all.
Okay, we could take, like, a good, like, 20 minutes before we record again. Because, you know, we're going to we're gonna be dead. I'm not going to lie. We're going to be dead. That's why I want to record before.
No, that's perfect.
Because every time we're done.
We don't talk the way back.
We don't talk way back.
It's we're like.
I remember one time I took the long way back home. And I was just like, I don't want to go on the freeway, so like, I just want to drive slow, chill, relax. Yeah. And we were all dead. Elaine was dead. Sebastian like was falling asleep in the front.
I was falling asleep.
And I was just like, I'm ready to go home.
Yeah, because we'll talk about what we get, but it's so. I can't wait.
So, there you go, guys. We're gonna get two episodes back to back. I'm probably gonna start editing this as soon as possible, and then I'll probably upload it Friday. So you're gonna hear this on the day after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
But don't worry, guys. We're going to give you another episode maybe on Monday.
Okay.
Maybe.
But then I'll post that specific. When you post it, I'll clip specific for giving him that shout out.
We got a new system, guys. Sebastian's going to start posting TikToks now. Maybe.
We'll see how it works, y'all. We'll see.
Do y'all believe him?
Yeah. Believe in me. Anyway.
All right. But shout out to you guys. Sebastian posted. Sebastian accidentally ended the last recording before we could say goodbye.
No, I didn't.
But remember, guys, you guys can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
YouTube.
Any podcast app, YouTube, and
Clips on TikTok,
Gay Guys Check Out Podcast. You guys can also follow us on Instagram, Gay Guys Check Out Podcast.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, mine is Sebastian via 1116.
Mm-hmm. You guys could try to find me.
Anyway.
But shout out to you guys for listening. We really appreciate you. Bye.